Today is Thursday, July 5th, 2001. In Texas yesterday, authorities scored a great victory in what is being called the first major battle in the Flag Protection War. The incident occurred at a 4th of July barbecue at the home of Mr. Clint Butok in the Dallas suburb of Cockrell Hill. What began as a simple case of poor judgment quickly became a vicious anti-patriotic orgy of desecration in which Butok burned at least 40 small paper American flags on his propane grill. Travis Lloyd, a guest at the cookout, described what he witnessed shortly after lunch.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily call Clint tree hugger nothing like that, but he did like to burn his trash on the grill after barbecue. Well, my wife and I first noticed there was a bunch of them little loose toothpick flags, you know, the kind you use for hors d'oeuvres, and flags was sitting on the grill getting burned up with all the rest of the trash. I said, Clint, y'all better get them flags out the fire quick. That's a federal offense. Clint said, I don't care. So what? Just let them burn. Now, right then and there, I knew that old Clint was a commie. I mean, who else would want to burn up flags like that unless they were a commie? I did the only thing that a freedom-loving American could do in that situation. I called the authorities and turned them in.
The Dallas police, in turn, contacted the Texas State Police and the recently created Federal Flag Protection Agency, or FFPA. When the state police and FFPA authorities arrived on the scene, Butok's guest described the carnage of desecration. By that point, Butok had locked himself in his mobile home with the last remaining flag and a lighter. Butok began taunting the FFPA agents from inside his mobile home. The following excerpt was recorded at the scene.
He's trying to get me, you bastards! I got myself one last flag in here and a big old big ladder, and I'm gonna torch that sucker stab!
Authorities watched helplessly as Butok came out to the porch and pretended to flick the lighter under the paper flag. Officer Billy Goering describes the officer's frustration during the standoff.
There wasn't a lot we could do on the scene. The officers on the scene couldn't shoot at the desecrator without running the risk of desecrating the flag themselves with a stray bullet. See, our orders as Federal Flag Protection Agents are to protect all American flags regardless of the cost or risk to human life. About 7:40 p.m., we had a SWAT team sharpshooter. He was able to disable the suspect without causing any harm or damage to the flag.
Butok was struck several times in the chest and remains in critical condition at Dallas's Parkland Memorial Hospital. If he recovers, he will stand trial on 40 separate counts of third-degree flag desecration. Each count carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 1 year in prison and a $25,000 fine. Until he recovers from his injuries, his friends can only hope.
Such a shame to Clint crack like this. I just hope he recovers soon, because a guy owes me $20.
This is Barry Thomas for KCFA News in Dallas.